Welcome to the deep dive. Look, let's forget the hype for a second. AI isn't just coming to digital marketing, it's already here, reshaping everything. If you're not thinking about AI in your strategy, well, you're not just falling behind, you're missing out on a really significant competitive edge. So today, we're going to cut through some of that noise.
Exactly. And we're taking a crucial deep dive into how artificial intelligence is fundamentally changing how brands connect with customers, how they analyze data, and ultimately, you know, how they drive conversions. We're basically pulling out the most vital insights from a really comprehensive guide about transforming your marketing career with AI. The idea is to give you a real shortcut to getting properly informed on this. It's critical stuff.
Okay, so digital marketing has always been super data-driven, right? That's not new. But AI seems to take this to, well, unprecedented levels is the phrase used. What does that actually mean for someone working in marketing day-to-day, the sheer scale of it?
Yeah, that's the core of it. What's really fascinating, I think, is how these machine learning algorithms can now sift through just vast amounts of consumer data, and in real time. That's way beyond what any human team could possibly do. And it's not just about speed. It's about predicting buying behaviors, personalizing experiences, and doing it at a scale that honestly was kind of sci-fi just a few years back.
Right.
I mean, think about chatbots giving instant, really relevant customer service, or predictive analytics optimizing your ad spend like automatically down to the single impression. AI is genuinely transforming, well, pretty much every single piece of the marketing funnel, from awareness right down to keeping customers loyal.
And the numbers we saw in the source material, they certainly back that up. They're pretty compelling. It mentioned companies using AI reporting, what was it, up to 80% improvement in lead gen?
80%, yeah. And a 37% increase in conversion rates.
Wow, those are really impressive figures. But I wonder, does the source mention any, like, caveats? Are these results guaranteed, or do they depend heavily on things like, you know, having really good data or the right tech setup? Because that could be a barrier for some businesses, couldn't it?
That's a really good point. And yes, while the potential is obviously huge, those kinds of numbers often come from organizations that have already, you know, invested, they've got solid data infrastructure, they're committed to constantly tweaking and optimizing. The key takeaway, I think, is that AI isn't just another tool you add to your marketing toolbox. It's more like the new operating system for marketing.
The new operating system. I like that analogy.
Yeah, and marketers who really get that shift, they're the ones who will move from just reacting to what's happening in the market to actually proactively shaping it. That creates a significant competitive advantage, a moat, if you like. And that's precisely why understanding these changes is so critical now, just to stay relevant, let alone get ahead.
It really is fascinating how these sort of foundational ideas are now practical tools. So, okay, we get the why, the impact is massive. Let's really dive into the what. What are the core AI technologies that marketers actually need to get their heads around to use this power?
Right. There are a few essential ones that every digital marketer should probably be familiar with, not just the names, but what they actually do. So first up, machine learning fundamentals. This is basically the engine, how AI learns from all that data we talked about.
Okay.
Think of algorithms, things like regression or classification. They identify hidden patterns, maybe, you know, which customer types are most likely to buy or what kind of content works best. They make these really precise data-backed predictions. Understanding these basics is, well, it's crucial if you want to properly interpret what your AI marketing tools are telling you. Then you've got natural language processing, NLP. That's how AI understands and even generates human language.
Right, like chatbots and things.
Exactly. It powers sentiment analysis, figuring out how people feel from social media posts, for example. It helps with automated content creation, you know, drafts for blogs or ads.
Yeah.
Sophisticated chatbots, yes. And even advanced social media monitoring that can pick up on, like, subtle trends or feelings. And the third big one is computer vision. This is about teaching AI to analyze images and videos.
Ah, so visual stuff.
Yeah. This enables things like visual search. You upload a picture of a product, it finds it. Automated image tagging, which is great for organizing content. And even those really cutting edge augmented reality marketing things that let customers sort of virtually try products.
Okay, so that's the tech layer. Machine learning, NLP, computer vision. But where does it get really interesting for marketers, like the day-to-day applications?
Absolutely. The practical stuff is where it clicks. So take programmatic advertising. AI-driven platforms are buying and optimizing ad placements automatically across loads of channels.
So less manual bidding and tweaking.
Way less. These systems adjust bids, targeting, even the ad creative itself, all in real time. They're constantly learning and improving the campaign performance without needing someone to babysit them 24/7. Then there's customer segmentation and personalization. AI can identify these incredibly specific microsegments in your audience. We're talking tiny groups with very specific needs.
Hyper-personalization, they call it.
That's the term, yeah. And creating hyper-personalized experiences. This isn't just like using someone's first name in an email. It's dynamic content on your website changing based on who's looking. It's personalized email campaigns with genuinely relevant product recommendations. Individual suggestions that actually resonate.
Makes sense.
Another huge area is predictive analytics. Using AI to forecast things like customer lifetime value or identifying customers who are at risk of leaving churn risk before they actually leave.
So you can step in?
Exactly. It lets it be proactive, try to keep them, and it predicts which leads are most likely to convert so your sales team can focus their efforts and, of course, marketing automation. Building these really sophisticated automated workflows that react to customer actions, nurturing leads through complex journeys, sending messages at just the right time.
Yeah.
It's all about maximizing impact efficiently.
And the number of tools out there just seems to be exploding.
Yeah.
What are some specific platforms or tools mentioned in the source that marketers should maybe have on their radar?
Yeah, the tool landscape is definitely busy. For content creation, you've got platforms like Jasper, Copy.ai, various tools built on GPT models. They can generate all sorts of content, blog posts, ad copies, social updates.
But you still need a human touch, right?
Oh, absolutely. The source stresses the importance of what's called prompt engineering, basically. Getting good at telling the AI what you want and, critically, maintaining your brand's unique voice. AI is like a co-pilot, you know, not the pilot itself.
Good distinction. What about analytics?
For analytics and insights, you're looking at tools like Google Analytics Intelligence, Adobe Sensei, HubSpot's AI features. They offer much deeper predictive insights now, going way beyond just looking at past data. In social media management, there are AI platforms that help optimize when you post, suggest content ideas based on trends, and analyze sentiment across channels. Gives you a real-time feel for public perception. And for email marketing, advanced platforms use AI to optimize send times for each person, tweak subject lines, personalize content, really trying to boost engagement on an individual level.
It's really clear that these tools aren't just, you know, shiny new objects. They're fundamentally changing the skills a marketer needs. So if we move past what AI is and what it does, let's talk about you, the listener. What new skills are becoming absolutely essential to succeed in this kind of AI-powered marketing world?
That's a really key question, and it's sort of twofold. The skills you need to develop. On one side, there are the technical competencies. This means things like data analysis and interpretation. You need to get comfortable working with large data sets, understanding what statistical significance means, and crucially, translating those AI insights into actual marketing actions.
So using tools like Google Analytics, Tableau.
Exactly. And various CRM platforms. Not just using them to collect data, but to really understand it intelligently. You also need expertise in campaign optimization. That means getting good at A/B testing, multivariate testing, and using AI tools to continuously fine-tune campaign performance. And then there's cross-channel integration, being able to create that smooth, consistent customer experience across all the different places they interact with your brand.
Right, making it all feel connected. But it's not just about the tech skills, is it? There's a whole strategic layer too, a new way of thinking almost.
Precisely. Beyond the technical stuff, you need to develop critical strategic marketing skills. This includes AI strategy development. So, figuring out where AI can make the biggest difference for your business or industry. Maybe doing an AI readiness check. Creating a realistic plan for putting AI into action.
And proving it works.
Yes. ROI measurement is huge. Understanding how to actually measure if your AI efforts are effective. Being able to communicate that value to, you know, the higher-ups. Setting up proper attribution models to show the impact. And finally, something incredibly important. Ethical AI marketing. This isn't just ticking boxes for compliance.
It's about trust, right?
It's absolutely about trust.
Mm-hmm.
Navigating privacy rules, understanding and trying to minimize algorithmic bias. which, you know, is when AI systems make unfair decisions because the data they learned from was flawed or skewed.
Yeah, that's a big concern.
It is. So it's about ensuring responsible, transparent use of AI that respects customers and actually builds your brand's integrity.
It really sounds like this shift is creating whole new career paths within marketing. I bet the demand is intense for people who get this intersection of AI and marketing.
Oh, it's fascinating to watch. We're seeing these specific new job titles pop up and become pretty standard, actually. Roles like AI marketing specialist, marketing data scientist, automation marketing manager.
And I assume they pay well.
They typically command a significant premium, yeah. The source mentioned often 20-40% more than traditional marketing roles. That just shows the demand for this specific expertise. And it's not just in, say, tech or e-commerce. It's across the board, healthcare, finance, you name it. Plus, it's opening doors for entrepreneurs too, consultants, people starting AI-focused agencies.
So for someone listening who's thinking, okay, I need to upskill here, how do they choose the right AI marketing course? There must be loads out there. What should they look for to make sure it's a good investment?
That's a great practical question. When you're looking at courses, you want to look beyond just the list of topics. Think about the structure and format. Does it balance the theory with practical, hands-on stuff? Look for projects, real-world case studies that mimic actual challenges you'd face.
Makes sense. Anything else?
Check for industry partnerships. Courses linked with major platforms might give you access to premium tools or specific insights, maybe even recognize certifications from those platforms. Flexible learning options are important too, right? Does it fit your schedule?
Yeah.
Self-paced, structured classes? What works for you? And don't underestimate certification and recognition. A credential from a well-regarded institution can genuinely make your resume stand out. It signals that you've got the skills employers are looking for.
Yeah, it's really clear AI isn't just some passing fad. It feels like,
yeah.
Well, the new reality for marketing. And getting in early seems like a massive advantage.
I think taking a step back, the marketers who are really going to thrive going forward are the ones who can blend that unique human creativity and strategy with what AI can do. It's not just about knowing how to use the tools. It's knowing when to use them, how to question and interpret what they spit out, and crucially, how to keep that essential human touch that actually connects with people.
Yeah.
So maybe a good exercise for you listening is to think about your own skills. Where are the gaps? What do you want to learn? Are you aiming for deep expertise in one area or more of a broad understanding? And then perhaps explore some comprehensive AI in digital marketing courses, like the ones mentioned at topcotter.com in the source.
Okay, so to wrap up this deep dive then, investing in learning about AI and marketing today, it's not just about getting ready for tomorrow's job market. It feels more like positioning yourself to actually help shape how brands and customers connect in the future.
Absolutely. And maybe here's a final thought, something provocative for you to mull over. In a marketing world increasingly powered by AI, how does your specific human creativity, your empathy, your strategic thinking, how does that become even more valuable? Think about how you can use AI not just to be more efficient, but to unlock totally new ways of engaging customers, new avenues for innovation in your own work,